This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. When it comes to understanding the deep history of human life in the Americas, our region has played a pivotal role. Sites in the plains of West Texas and eastern New Mexico yielded the first evidence of Ice Age Americans. Indeed, a site near Clovis, New Mexico, where in 1932, distinctive fluted spear points were found among mammoth bones, gives the continent's earliest identifiable culture its name. Clovis people lived more than 13,000 years ago and coexisted with ground sloths and camels, saber-toothed cats, and short-faced bears. Yet there's a growing consensus that the continent's human story is more ancient still. The search for pre-Clovis sites is one of the hottest areas in contemporary archaeology. An ambitious initiative called the Odyssey Project is on the case, and the Big Bend is one focus of the search. From Marfa Public Radio with the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter. At locales including Lubbock Lake and the Midland and Plainview sites, the West Texas plains are rich in evidence of the continent's most ancient inhabitants. Yet such Paleo-Indian sites have proven elusive in the desert mountain country of the Big Bend. It might be taken as confirmation of the familiar, if dubious, Spanish description of Big Bend as El Despoblado, the unpopulated place. But the experts think otherwise.
It's the out of sight, out of mind. You know, if you can't see it, people think, oh, well, you know, there weren't a lot of people here during that time. Well, I think just the opposite. It's just you can't see it. It's the proverbial needle in the haystack. And so you got to somehow focus your search.
That's Dr. Ralph Mandel. He is the director of the Odyssey Archaeological Research Fund at Kansas University, and he's partnered with Alpine's Center for Big Bend Studies to hunt Clovis and pre-Clovis sites here. More than a decade ago, center archaeologists made a remarkable find on the O2 Ranch, south of Alpine. The steep-cut banks of an arroyo there had revealed deeply buried features of charcoal and ash. These were the remains of earth ovens or baking pits dating back 11,000 years. Known as the Genevieve Likes Duncan site, or GLD, it showed that the practice of slow-roasting agaves stretched back to the Paleo-Indians. The site underscores an important point, Mandel says. The record of deep time is often deeply buried, especially in a dynamic landscape like Big Bend, where even a single flash flood can transform the terrain.
You know, I could show you sites that you can go down 30, 40 feet below surface, and there's archaeology, and some of it's really not that old. I've seen sites in the Big Bend region that are 1,500 years old that are buried under 20 feet of alluvium, which is sediment deposited by streams. I've always thought that Big Bend has high potential for containing an early record. You have to look really deep.
In addition to plants like agaves, the Ice Age Big Bend abounded in mammoths and other big game. There are cherts here that were ideal for stone tool making. Far from being unpopulated, Mandel says, the Big Bend would have been a rich place for Ice Age peoples. Yet how to narrow the search for their buried traces? One place is to start with the desert's most precious resource, water. San Esteban Rock Shelter, south of Marfa, is a massive cave system, and it's situated near a spring-fed Tinaja. The site puts Mandel in mind of archaeology he's done at isolated springs in the Egyptian desert.
It reminds me of that in some ways, you know, where there's an oasis, such an attractive environment, that's where people tended to congregate. San Esteban Rock Shelter is no exception. You know, it's got a intense occupation.
In 2020, Mandel's team and center staff completed a second summer of excavation at San Esteban. There's a history of looting at the rock shelter, but the team has made stunning finds. They've uncovered moccasins and baskets and a cache of atlatls, spear throwers used by the region's ancient hunters. The archaeologists are working their way down through time at the site. The deepest layers could well contain Clovis or pre-Clovis materials, Mandel says. But there are obstacles. Truck-sized chunks of rock that have fallen from the roof of the cave are buried beneath the surface. As they dig on, the team will have to zigzag around these roof falls to reach the deepest strata. Early Paleo-Indian finds were fortuitous. At one West Texas site, for example, heavy equipment operators turned up Ice Age animal bones and human tools. Yet in recent decades, archaeologists have refined their methods. This is where Mandel's specialty comes in. Mandel is a geoarchaeologist. He's done pathbreaking work in understanding how geological processes filter the archaeological record. Building on the work of earlier researchers, he's been able to link specific layers of soil in the Big Bend to specific environmental conditions and periods of time in the Ice Age past. These buried soils are exposed in the deeply incised arroyos of the O2 Ranch. Armed with the knowledge of which soils correspond to Clovis and pre-Clovis time, the archaeologists can hone their search. And the collaboration is already bearing fruit.
This is the first one I know of that's down in the Big Bend area and comes from a buried context. And it's made of local material, which means that somebody was making Clovis points on a Clovis landform in the Big Bend, which all starts to look like this is a buried Clovis site.
That's Dr. Brian Schroeder, director of the Center for Big Bend Studies. He brought Mandel's team to the GLD site this summer. In dirt from a trench dug at the site, the team found the preform of a Clovis spear point. The tool in progress was of local stone. They also identified the buried layer from which the point likely emerged. It appears to be the Big Bend's first intact Clovis site. The team hopes to return next year and to look deeper for pre-Clovis material. The Odyssey Project and Mandel's personal history have created a unique opportunity to probe these mysteries in the Big Bend. Raised in San Antonio, Mandel discovered a fascination with geology on a high school field trip here. And the Odyssey Project has almost $8 million in funding, the bequest of Joseph Kramer, a petroleum geologist who admired Mandel's approach. Mandel anticipates a total investment of about $1 million from the Odyssey Fund in research here.
I've had this very strong interest in Big Bend that goes back to practically my childhood days, so I'm really willing to invest in it. The luxury of Odyssey is that there are funds to do that. You know, we're not out chasing money.
The work could produce insights into the first people of the Big Bend and of the Western Hemisphere. Nature Notes is supported by the Shield Airs Foundation. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.